simply love Iggy.
It's 76 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the news here on Joy 99.7 FM. This bulletin is also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. We are also live on X Spaces and, of course, myjoyonline.com and all our 16 affiliates across the country. Coming up, scuffle breaks out between Stop Galamsey Now protesters and personnel of the Ghana Police Service, resulting in the arrest of about 10 demonstrators.
Hold the hand quickly.
We've been asked by the authorities to follow the police, which we don't know whether it's an arrest or they are going to have a conversation with us.
The police has justified the arrest.
The demonstrators once again tried to impede traffic, attempted to park a vehicle to block the intersection. The police was compelled to effect the arrest of the perpetrators.
We'll take you live to the grounds where the demonstration is taking place, and later the governing MPP has dismissed as laughable accusations that it swapped its position on the presidential ballot with the Liberal Party of Ghana.
Not at all. Nothing of that sort happened. I think we must throw this issue into the marine.
This and more in the next few minutes here on Joy. My name is Elton Broby.
But to respect...
Right, let me take you live to the protests ongoing. I intend Galamsey, Stop Galamsey Now protesters have been arrested by the police after a scuffle broke out among them. Attempts by the demonstrators to continue day two of their protests at the 37 roundabout were foiled by the police. Let's listen to some of the protesters as they were whisked away by the police into their vehicle.
But to respect the police that is supposed to be maintaining peace and order, now we organize them to move away from the road. We were on the side, which is the pavement, and now we've been asked by the authorities to follow the police, which we don't know whether it's an arrest or they are going to have a conversation with us. We don't know. But to respect the police that is supposed to be maintaining peace and order, maybe they want to have a conversation with us in respect to whatever that is happening so that we can have a peaceful demonstration.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. You've also been arrested by the police?
No. Yeah, we don't know where they are sending us to, but we are following them for the respect. We want to show the youth that we are respecting each other. The youth have to come, then we all fight it together, because we are fighting it for all Ghana youth. It's all Ghana youth, so they should come out.
Well, let me take you live to the grounds now where my colleague Maso Lagbaba is on the beat. So, Maso, the police has been explaining their action.
Yes, Elton, they have been explaining their action. In fact, the police director of public affairs said that they do not want the demonstrators to block the traffic, and today they are not going to allow any disruption in traffic flow here at the 37 military hospital. But just to give you an idea of what exactly happened before the scuffle broke out between the protesters and personnel of the Ghana Police Service. So some of the demonstrators were holding placards and were standing on the fringes on the sidewalks and were holding, you know, their placards, and they said they were going to stand on the sidewalk very close to very close to the statue here. That was the point when police officers in route control gear moved in and started pushing them off the road. And that was when the scuffle started, and then some of them were arrested by personnel of the Ghana Police Service. A vehicle that had their speakers and that had their water and that had their placards also was also towed away. It wasn't easy for the Ghana Police Service because they had to arrest about three of the protesters before they were able to tow that vehicle away to the station.
Yesterday, after our special operations on the grounds here, we served a caution to the organizers of this demonstration that today the police were going to do whatever it took to maintain the peace, ensure security, law and order. We therefore urge them to once again consider the seven locations that police had proposed to them, and that today we would not allow any impediments within the area of the 37 intersection. We will ensure that there will be free flow of traffic and that the commuting public can commute freely and go about their business without any interference. This morning, we once again emphasize that, the fact that the demonstrators once again tried to impede traffic, attempted to park a vehicle to block the intersection. Some of them tried pushing away police barricades and even some of our officers. As a result, the police was compelled, in the interest of law and order, to effect the arrest of the perpetrators. We will continue to keep the peace, and our assurance to the good people of Ghana is that the police are here and we will fulfill our mandate of maintaining security, law and order without any hindrances whatsoever.
We are still at the 37 area, so Maxwell Oliver Bakavoma, the organizer of this demonstration, told us that he tried to have a conversation with the police prior to the demonstration today and was unsuccessful. And we are told that he was nearly arrested. Tell us about it.
Yes. So the organizers, Democracy Hub, requested a meeting with personnel of the Ghana Police Service. And in fact, we posed that question to the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service after she addressed the media just about 10 minutes ago. And she said, yes, indeed, they received that request for a meeting, but they are on the ground now and it will be difficult to have a meeting with the organizers of the demonstration. Indeed, when convener Oliver Bakavoma was addressing the media just after some of the protesters had been arrested, that was when one of the demonstrators signaled him that the police were going about on a random arrest, arresting anybody, you know, on site. So that was when the protesters started running helter-skelter. And in fact, the convener Oliver Bakavoma was actually whisked away on a motorbike. But for that motorbike, police would have arrested him too.
Today, the police have descended upon demonstrators at the grounds, persons who have been demonstrating from yesterday peacefully. The police have refused to engage with us and now have set upon, first of all, they've towed away our public address systems and they've set themselves upon the protesters, brutalizing and arresting. And in particular, in my case, several hundred of them tried to arrest me and I was able to get away and come to the studios of Joy on a motorbike.
Why this sudden change of approach?
We don't know. Since morning, we wrote a letter to the Ghana Police Service, particularly because when we woke up, they had released a statement at 3 a.m. signaling their intention to use force against protesters. We replied to the press statement they issued and wrote an urgent letter. We called the police regional, Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, Ahin. We called the Greater Accra Police Regional Lawyer, Bunny. We have written to the Inspector General of Police. We've demanded an urgent meeting at 10 a.m. They reverted to say that they are not interested in dialogue at this point.
So, Monsieur, finally, before you go, what is happening now?
The police is still maintaining a heavy presence here because some of them we've been speaking to tell us that the situation is still fluid and it can change at any time. So they're still maintaining a presence here just to keep the protesters at bay. They tell us that they are determined to do everything possible to ensure that there's no disruption in traffic flow today. So although they've arrested about 10 of the protesters, later we saw about 5 of them, you know, arrested by the police, they are still keeping a heavy presence here. There are barricades still present here. Police NTTD personnel also present here. And it doesn't look like they are leaving here anytime soon. Because the notice that the organizers gave them was that the demonstration is going to end on Monday at 11:59 p.m. Until that time, they will still maintain a presence here. I've not seen any of the protesters around, though. Just about an hour ago, some of them were going to the 37 bus terminal. They come out, they go in, they come out. But the police has been advancing on them. And since that exercise started 2 times or 3 times, they've all dispersed down. None of them I can see in sight here at the 37 roundabout outing.
All right, Maswell, we leave it here. And of course, everything will be live on Joy News at 1. You want to catch all the videos, everything around it, as we have a comprehensive coverage of this demonstration. But let's move to some other stories now. And mistrust for the very institutions meant to protect our democracy is posing a grave threat to the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections. That is the alarming new data from the West African Network for Peace Building, one that reveals deep-seated doubts about the Electoral Commission and the police. This comes on the heels of the opposition NDC call for a forensic audit of the voters' register, further fueling suspicion about the credibility of the election process. Speaking at the Joy News National Dialogue on Peace Beyond Election 2024, Regional Coordinator for Research and Capacity Building at WANEP, Dr. Francis Aubin, has been shedding light on the early warning data.
Throughout the data that we've gathered, one of the major issues is the issue of mistrust of the state's institutions, especially the Electoral Commission and then the security agencies, the police. And this issue has come up very often in most of the data that we've gathered. And this is also due to some of the historical, factors and also some of the actions and inactions of the Electoral Commission, which has more or less endangered that kind of mistrust from the political, actors within the electoral process.
Meanwhile, the Peace Council said it's hopeful of resolving the impasse between the EC and the NDC regarding the credibility of the voters' register. Chairman of the Council, Reverend Dr. Ernest Adujemfi, is confident of finding a common ground through by early next week.
We have some positive outcome. We have engaged the EC, we've engaged the NDC. We are hopeful that an agreeable method will be acceptable in the nearest future. Probably today, tomorrow, or the day after. For us to move on. We are working a lot behind the scenes. We intend to come out latest by Monday looking at the variables. We think that we are on course. Our leaders, I believe, they have good intentions for our country. What we need to do is also to create the environment for them to help.
Before we go, Director of Elections at the New Patriotic Party, Ivan Zimakun, says the party picked the number one slot on the ballot, is own, and did not swap with the Liberal Party of Ghana's Kofi Akpaloo. Ahead of Ghana's general elections, political parties picked ballot positions. The New Patriotic Party secured the first spot and the NDC the eighth. After the balloting, rumors claim the MPP might have swapped numbers with another candidate. Addressing this on News for yesterday, the Director of Elections firmly denied the allegations.
The NDC sat direct opposite the New Patriotic Party. I sat Mr. Mark Menu, Mr. Kofi Akpaloo, presidential candidate for a political party. Loved New Patriotic Party, our presidential candidate, so mad that when he had balloted for his position, he was swapped. I don't know where this is coming from, and we must not at any point entertain such idea or thought in our discourse. Not at all. Nothing of that sort happened. I think we must throw this issue into the marine. In fact, the General Secretary, Honorable Fifi, said that some leaks have been given to favor the New Patriotic Party, neither here nor there. We were so shocked that the EC sat and allowed the NDC to dictate the mode of conduct of the whole exercise. And so I will not describe that scene as chaotic. Yes, we exchanged our ideas on how the whole exercise must be allowed to flow.
Ivan Zimakun is Director of Elections with the MPP. That's it for the news at 12. But remember that 1 p.m. on Joy Newsroom, on Joy News, we'll have live pictures from the demonstration ongoing at the 37 Military Hospital. For more stories, log on to our website, myjoyonline.com. Have a good afternoon.
Joy 99.7 FM.
There's going to come a time that the church will rise as the highest of all the mountains, and saviors will be raised in the church to deal with the world system. And let it be now. We need to have a national focus. We don't have to lose this ambition, or else we work against the Great Commission.
They are equipped in righteousness, the agenda to possess the nations. Welcome to an equipping center of the word and prayer on Pentecost Hour.
Pentecost Hour comes to you on Joy 99.7 FM every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Hits FM on Mondays at 5:30 a.m. and Joy Prime TV on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
This September, September. Join us in celebrating the life and legacy of the legendary Ifua Theodora Sutherland at the National Theatre's Ghana Theatre Festival 2024. And we kick it off in style on Wednesday, September 25th at midday with a repeat at 6 p.m. of Agro, a medley of children's plays directed by Elizabeth Sutherland. Next, Foriwa, staged by Abib Groma on Friday, September 27th at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. The Marriage of Anansua, produced by Image Bureau in partnership with April Communications and the National Theatre, follows on Saturday, September 28th at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. And then the grand finale, the classic tale of Edufa, produced by Fifi Coleman Productions on Sunday, September 29th at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets to Agro, midday, 50 Ghana cedis, 6 p.m., 100 Ghana cedis. All other plays, 150 cedis only at www.imageborough.com or dial *714*46#. Supported by Joy FM, Ghana Tourism Authority, Graphic Communications Group, Electrochem Ghana Limited, Neplans Car Rentals, and proudly brought to you by the National Lottery Authority and Ghana Gas.
This is James. Leave a message.
James, the game's about to start and everybody's here. Salah's got the meat going, Erling's got the cold ones, Saka's chilling. Where are you, man?
All your best football friends are waiting for you to join them for the Premier League. From 10 August to 10 November, you can get GoTV Super Plus now for the discounted price of 265 CDs to enjoy all 380 games of the Premier League live. Don't wait. Upgrade today. GoTV. Love it. T's and C's apply.
Gentlemen, the biggest corporate sporting event in Ghana, the mother of them all, the biggest of them all, is back.
It's back?
Oh yeah, it's back. So you better get yourselves ready for this big corporate sporting spectacle on Saturday, October 26, 2024.
You well, girls are going to jump, I'm telling you. My male colleagues are strong, we are winning the
Okay. All right, you know what to do. Just get yourselves ready and start training now. Because the big day is coming. Big bragging rights are waiting to be taken over. It's the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, reintroduced, rehushed, and coming back with big explosion and big energy. To register your corporate institution, call 0540-106-466. Here in Accra, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, coming to you on Saturday, October 26, 2024, at the University of Ghana Stadium from 9 a.m. sharp. Oh yes, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is back.
This October, join the National Theatre of Ghana and our partners at the Annual Conference of the Performing Arts, ACPA 2024, as we lead the discussions on the role of the performing arts in nation building. On the 2nd and 3rd of October, at the National Theatre, Accra, celebrating performers, industry gurus, seasoned academics, and policymakers will, through discussions, workshops, performances, and an award ceremony, articulate the theme of the first annual conference on the performing arts, ACP 2024. We have value, building bridges to success. Conference will culminate on the 3rd of October with an award ceremony, a night of gratitude at the National Theatre. Darren Godia. Join us, celebrate the contributions of our performing greats. From the 2nd to the 3rd of October, all roads lead to the National Theatre Accra for ACPA 2024. Let's build the performing arts together. We have value.
Ago Ghana! Bishop David Olani Oyedepo at 70. Hooray!
With his dedication, he remains awake, sowing seeds of faith, excellence, and transformation. The enemy may watch from a distance, but Bishop David Oyedepo stands tall, undeterred, unwavering. As the world celebrates his 70th birthday, we reflect on the extraordinary journey of a visionary leader, servant of God, a teacher of the Word, the man who received an 18-hour vision to deliver humanity from the oppressions of the enemy through the preaching of the Word of Faith.
Liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil by the preaching of the word of faith, and I'm sending you to all undertake this task.
We salute you. Your influence transcends borders. Your teachings ignite faith, and your leadership brings hope to millions. Happy 70th birthday, Bishop David Olani Oyedepo.
Joy 99.7 FM, taking you closer to heaven.
Every knee must bow at the mention of your name. Every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you.
FM, taking you closer to heaven.
Lord, you seem so far away, a million miles or more, it feels today. My faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, darkest time, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, I will pray, lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. And plans you have for me. Yes, it is. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. Oh, thank God you did.